control to extend the cost.
You are now listening to Codebreakers with Monotone.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, Monotone, holding it down here for HDM Highlands Digital Media. That's www.hhsdm.com. It's Monday night, so of course you must know by now what time it is. It is Code Breakers time with yours truly, Monotone, here on Highlands Digital Media. And since it's Monday night and it's 8 o'clock, you know, I think I'd go ahead and go on in there and give you guys some music to start my show off. Give you a little bit of a Ghostface Killah there, since I just finished watching Iron Man 3 this past Sunday. Figured I'd give you one of my favorite tracks. I can't find the track that one of my boys, Illicism, did to the same beat, or I would have played that one tonight. But beside the fact, it is Monday night, like I said, and we're going to get into some heavier stuff tonight. Now, tonight is a show that I'm going to dedicate to one of my favorite groups of all time, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
Yeah, Wu-Tangs. So I'm going to dedicate this show to the Wu-Tang Clan. Old Wu-Tang, not so much new Wu-Tang. I know, we all know how they get down now. Cover one eye. You take, you know, put a triangle over it, that whole nine. I'm not with that Wu-Tang. I'm back to the chicken wings and rice, box macaroni and bread Wu-Tang. The protect your neck method, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, Wu-Tang. That, the old dirty bastard, live and uncut Wu-Tang. That's the ODB Wu-Tang that I'm going back to tonight. So Tonight, I'm going to pay homage to one of the best rap groups to ever don a mic. And if it wasn't for casts like this, some of us wouldn't even be here today because a lot of us cut our teeth on groups like
Wu-Tang.
So, with much, without playing too much on this microphone, because I'm just a silly individual as it is, I just wanted to take the time to do a little bit of house cleaning here. This, as I said before, is HDM Highlands Digital Media. Our website is hhsdm.com, where we will stream and always stream live music for you guys 24/7. All you got to do is direct your browser to that page, and the internet radio station feed will be playing. If for some reason it's not playing, simply contact us via email or on the Facebook page, and one of us will fix that problem ASAP Rocky, you know. So anyway, to find us on Facebook, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/HHSDM. Once again, facebook.com/HHSDM. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I put up a little page type of thing, and I said if I got so many likes that I would play, I would get online and record a live song. Well, I'm going to do that again. So between tonight and probably tomorrow, I'm going to post a particular page that I need people to like. And if I get enough people to like that particular page, whatever it is I have up on there, then what I'm going to do is very simple. I'm going to record another track. So if you guys want to hear another live song by me or one of my peoples, all I need you to do is tune in and do what you do best. It'll probably be a SoundCloud link or something like that. All you got to do is give us that heart shout out and we'll take care of the rest. All right. Now, if you want to email us, you can email us here at, let me find it, turning the page, blah, blah, blah. It's whdm2012@gmail.com. Once again, that's whdm2012@gmail.com. If you want to phone call us or phone in, I should say, it's 916-235-3832. Once again, that's 916-235-3832. If you want to reach us on Twitter, it is at HDM_digital. Once again, that's at HDM_digital. And you can reach yours truly at Monotone of MLS, all one word. That's Monotone of MLS. Also, you can find me by the same pretty much handles on Facebook. At your boy, you know, I like when people, you know, give me some love. It's cool. It's all good. So, I'm not going to take up too much more time. I'm just going to get into the music. It's a Wu-Tang night here on Code Breakers Monday night. And here we go. Code Breakers, your host, Monotone, the Wu-Tang Clan. Let's get to work. You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
Out of nowhere, there came a caravan. A lovely woman in motion. Her hair was as dark as the night.
Cruising on the interstate, just follow while I innovate. Too many try and imitate, medallion like a dinner plate. Front and get your dinner H and chill up for the winter. Wait and try and bring the sexy back like Timberland and Timberlake. Spitting like a calico, Kush from a cowboy. Heel. I let Joker tally ho, but shots in that Denali though. RZA, you know how we go on them 20s, that's how we roll. And I don't eat berries, but I eat Cali though. The game criminal, my chain Figaro, my Dane's pigeon toed. Still the same, still rock a fitted low, still got a wicked flow. And I'm like Barry Bonds on anything that RZA though.
On anything that RZA though, Iron Man's invisible. I left my chick for cheating on me, now it's impossible. Popping bottles, painting hella wallows on my physical. We gon' have a ball, might as well pick a testicle. Perks, yeah, who festivals? Smoke, I'm thinking nigga bold. Coming out of state, you lame as a vegetable. You wanna see me like you ain't checkable? You like a CD, I burn you in a record view.
Only God can look into men's mind and can distinguish good from evil.
You gotta get more faith together so we to branch out. Preserve land, get a boat in the ranch house. Call me a dreamer, but I hustle for real. You thought that I fell off, but now I'm attacking the field. All in Chicago, grinding, putting it down. Fresh blocks of MCs, I ain't playing around. Yo, you heard me on the basement, giving it to them. Fake dudes hiding they self, but I can see through them. Diggler, what? I'm trying to live and raise kids while you throwing up your sign. I'm laying them down, kid. Plus I'm back home now, doing my thing. $30 to Medina just to cop me a ring.
A good friend holds his drinks.
It's Lachey here. Catch us every Wednesday on Evolutionary Beats.
And we're back. This is Cold Breakers, your boy Monotone here. It's a Monday night, starting to get to that time of the day where I like to take some time to say my shots out to people that might be listening and my followers. For the record, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, most likely more so on Twitter, but if you follow me on Twitter, what I like to do is send shots out, and I like to send my thousands of followers to your page or your Twitter feed and have them to check you out and follow you. So if you want that special shout out, all you got to do is add me on Twitter, and I'll take care of the rest. Once again, that's at Monotone of MLS, all one word, on Twitter. Now, in today's show, I'm going to get into a few things. Of course, to end my show, as usual, I'm going to give you my hip-hop lyrical quote or verses of the week, in essence, the code breaking. And today's artist is going to be none other than the legendary Wu-Tang Clan's fellow front member, the ODB or Old Dirty Bastard or Ahsan Unique or Dirt McGirt or whatever or however you know him. This is one of the most charismatic MCs to ever don the stage. We'll talk a little bit about him, a little bit of his troubled checkered past, and an MC gone too soon, unfortunately, for my likings and a lot of people around me's likings. But, you know, his music is timeless, and it's a classic thing, and it just seems to live on. So we'll break the Old Dirty Bastard down, ODB. One of my favorite songs, Brooklyn Zoo. We'll do that one tonight. I didn't do that right. Brooklyn Zoo. Yeah, there it is. Damn, oh yeah. Whatever. I know I'm an idiot. I know I have fun with it. It's okay. You gotta have fun, man. It's do you know the doctors say that you live longer if you laugh and smile and have a good time, then if you spend all your time being uptight, trying to be cool, frowning, trying to be hard, thuggish, and all the rest of that stuff. So I invite and behoove a lot of you people out there, guys and girls, to come out of your skin a little bit. Start having more fun, man. Laugh more. You know what I mean? Smile more. You live longer. Have fun. It's all good, and it's all worth it. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's all you care about, right? You want to be healthy, so do that. I'm also going to get into some of this Iron Man 3 that I got a chance to take a look at Sunday, and I'm going to talk about a couple of upcoming films that I'm very, very anxious to see here. And then, of course, I want to get into some hip-hop news. I'm going to talk about producer A-Rab Music tonight, and make my pitch, as I normally do, to the genre and the world that I live in, which we call hip-hop. I'm tired of all the black eyes, so, you know, every show I'm gonna try to do my best to draw attention to the black eyes and what we can do to fix that type of thing. So without further ado, before I get too far along, I think I'm gonna go ahead and take this time to talk about this summer of movies coming up, and as I see them, I'm gonna tell you guys about them, but I'm not gonna spoil them because that would make you not want to watch it, and I hate when people do crap like that, man. It is so upsetting. But I will say this: Iron Man was ridiculous, dude. Oh my goodness, you talking about a movie, man. Now, mind you, just to, you know, it's breaking all the summer block, you know, Buster numbers and all that good stuff, and that's great. I didn't care about all that. Only thing I cared about was getting there early enough so that, you know, we had good seats. And unfortunately for us, but it still worked out that you know, it was a birthday party for some little kids. So they had like the best seats in the very back row at the top, you know, taken. So we got some similar to them. But the problem was, it wasn't really the kids. You know, I went with my wife and my son. My daughter, she not into superhero movies like that. So she chilled with her little girlfriend. But anyway, you know, I figured the kids would be loud. And it was the adults. I mean, the movie starting, they passing out popcorn, just loud as all get up, yelling and screaming, asking for certain kids. And I'm sitting there like, you know, I know you guys paid money to, you know, have your little birthday soiree here and all. But, you know, I paid like 30-something bucks to get in, plus another 30 and popcorn and snacks and everything else, probably more than that. So I paid a lot of money to get in there, too, to see a movie, you know, without the extra ambiance of you screaming throughout the movie. This is sad, but at one point in time, I looked over at my wife and I told my wife, I hope this heifer trip down the stairs so she could be quiet. And they, you know, whatever. I know that's mean. I didn't want her to get hurt real bad, just the trip so she shut up, you know, just something like that. Yeah, you go to the movies, you know what it's like when people be talking heck aloud and you be trying to, it's your movie. Like some of y'all ain't into Iron Man. Like for you, it's like Fast and Furious 17. You know, when you go to see Fast and Furious 17, you ain't gonna want a bunch of people talking through your scenes when Vin Diesel's running through a Paul Walker, whoever, Tyrese, whoever it is. You want it quiet so you can concentrate on your movie. Well, for me, I want to concentrate on Iron Man. But it's cool because it ended up working out in our favor. Everything got quiet and the movie was just ridiculous. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I wasn't at any given time under the thought process that we wasn't gonna make it. But I will say that it was a very good movie. It's long, 2 hours and 20 minutes, but that's what a summer blockbuster should be. You should get your $10 or $12 worth of how much you pay to get in. So it was a good movie. Is it the best of the summer? Not by far. So far, because I haven't seen the other ones yet, but I'm still knowing that there's other movies out there on the horizon that's going to crush Iron Man. But Iron Man was very, very good, and I do recommend you go and see it. Also, when you do go and see it, don't be that dummy that gets up and leaves. Be patient. It's a long process to get through all the credits. But I promise you, with all Marvel movies, if you just be patient and dedicated and you stay to the very end, you get to see the Easter egg or the bonus content that you normally don't see that everybody else talks about. Don't be that dummy that goes and watches the movie and gets up and leaves. You'll see those people walking out because they don't know any better. Stay all the way through the credits. Stay for the gift and you'll get it. Now, that's my wrap up. I can't really talk a lot about Iron Man 3 because a lot of you haven't seen it yet. So I'm kind of limited in what I can say and can't say. And I'm not going to be that jerk of a person that ruins it for you. My man Jay Young, he like to do stuff like that. He'll come in and talk about a movie that you ain't even seen yet. You could tell this dude, Jay, yo, dude, I ain't even seen the movie yet, man. Slow down. And Jay Young will keep talking about it, man. So that's just how he get down. But it's cool. I love the kid. So anyway, now on the horizon, now I have to tell you, some of y'all gonna hate me for this, but the last Star Trek movie that my boy J.J. Abrams directed wasn't really that bad at all, and I think this new one's gonna be pretty dang good. So go check out the Star Trek Into Darkness, World War Z. If you like a Walking Dead zombie fanatic, whatever, you're gonna love that movie. I'm telling you, World War Z is about to be off of the chains. I can't wait for that movie. Pacific Rim. A lot of people don't know about this one. This is that dark horse in the Kentucky Derby with the 176-1 odds that just comes out of nowhere and takes the Triple Crown. Pacific Rim, man, that one I'm really waiting on. I likened it more to the Voltron with the ships, not the lions. But my boy Task One, he said it. I forget which cartoon he said. It's one of them Japanese imports. He said it's more like, whatever the case may be, Pacific Rim is about to be ridiculously incredible. And of course, you can hate all you want to, but anything that Chris Nolan does in my book right now is gold. And because of that fact alone, it don't matter how many Marvel movies they put out this summer, the Man of Steel movie crushing all that for three simple reasons. One, Superman back on the big screen. Two, Chris Nolan's the director. Three, if you don't know who the heck Chris Nolan is, He directed the newest or the latest Batman trilogy, which was Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. And if you've seen any of those movies, especially part two, you knew that for 2 hours and 30 minutes, you didn't know if we was going to make it or not. So with that being said, I can't wait to see what they've done with the new Superman movie. The graphics looks off the chains. Superman, you say whatever you want to, he's the most powerful superhero in the universe. You can argue with me, but that's why they make so many, because they're just trying to trump that one dude, the Superman. That's okay. I can't wait to see it. And if it's anything like any of the Batman movies, it's going to be a gorgeous film. It's going to be a, you know, Sports Illustrated, you know, swimsuit cover girl model type of thing. It's going to be very pretty. It's going to be ridiculous, redonkulous, as the kids like to say. Whatever the case, however you want to say it, it's going to be all that and then some. And the cast that they got in this movie is pretty good too. So I can't wait to see what and how they do that movie. So those are the movies that I'm looking forward to. They got some other ones coming, but right now those are the ones that I'm actually anxious to see. This is Platoon Radio. I'm your man, Monotone. We'll be right back after a couple of Wu-Tang joints. All right? You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger, deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. What next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grabbed the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? No respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP when I'm dusting. So, because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me, ooh.
What, grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow.
Here comes my Shaolin style. To be a baby, why you? To my crew with the
I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit, cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fooled on me, man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. They saw unique rolling with the knife of the creeps. We rolling with the stairs. Ain't saying gas, wipe my style. I'll bite your ass.
How loud my style is, wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I coexist all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. Is live on the light. Apollo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is. The fuck pros and there go.
Yo, chill with the feedback. Black, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock. It's a new party that. Feeling mad hostile. Ran out posto. Going like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets, style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mass sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rapping.
sing Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20-watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. So stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck, the best protect your neck, the best protect your neck.
From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, inspect the deck, they pour on the chef. You guard, ghost face killer,
man.
And the
mess. M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my ground. You don't know me and you don't know my staff. Who be getting down when they come to a damn? Here I am. I am the Method Man, patty cake, patty cake. Hey, the Method Man, don't eat Skippy, Jip or Pete Pan. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am, and I don't eat green eggs and ham. Now the hit ya, when the dance, you'll be like, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get loud, I'm about to blow, light me up. Upside down shot, inside and outside, hitting you from every angle. There's no doubt I am the one and only Method Man, the master of the plan, rapping like Sharan. Rap with some of this and some of that. Hold up, what? I thought I'd throw a putty tack over there. But I think he bets to be bored of the dicky door track right there. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yippee, dog, yippee, yo. Like that sentence in your average flow. Coming like raw, ooh, Archie Carr. Tell me how you like it so far, baby, bar. The poetry's in motion, coast to coastin'. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh my lord, another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Hey, 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 my bad. It's the Method Man, ain't a whoopin' about it. It's the Method, right, y'all. Get your white house, get your meth, get your skins. Don't forget your horny, and we gon' do it like this. I got fat bads and skulls. I got white out. I'm about to go get lifted. I got myself a 40, I got myself a shorty, and I'm about to go and stick it. Yes, I'm about to go and stick it. Ain't you at that pop, and I pop, blow like stuff when they go wind blowing soon. I hit the mic like boom, know the song about it like the here and here it goes. Question, what exactly is a penny raider? It'll behave your savior or major flavor. All of the above, oh yeah, plus a deucer. Also flaming the man. Joe, with an average flow, do an average thing with the average hoe. Yo, I'm super, I make a burn for my super sperm. Check it, I give it to you raw but naked. I smell sex past the method. Let's get lifted as I kick ballistic missiles and shoot game like a pistol. Clippers loaded when I click bang. A Wu-Tang slump hits your brain. J-U-M-P jump and I bump. Make girls work like pumping home through home. Wow, the selling style is all to me. Child, the whole damn L is calling me B-A-N-T-Y-R-A-I.
listening to HDM Radio.
And we're back, people. Platoon Radio Monday night here on HDM Highlands Digital Media. You can always catch us at hhsdm.com. Check out our podcast. We're getting the other show's podcast up into iTunes. Mine's is on right now. Only reason why it's on is because I kind of got syndication with them from the past, so they pushed me through. I'm trying to get them to push my kids through as we speak. This next part of my show is a little bit somber, so I do apologize for the tone. If it's something that you just can't take, I understand that. But it's reality, and it's the world that we, as human beings, live in. So with that being said, first and foremost, shouts out to my boy Jay Young, Walter, the whole family, moms. Shelly, if you listening, CJ, you listening, my dude. Shouts out to you, man. CJ, we praying for you, man. You just, I know you underwent the surgery today. Our hearts go out to you. CJ is a, if I'm not mistaken, an 8 or 9 year old little boy that's dealing with one of those life threatening type of illnesses. So please send him your heart, send him your prayers, send him your good thoughts, send him any type of positive reinforcement energy, whatever you believe in, your Tai Chi, Christ, whatever. Send it to this kid, man. If you don't believe, I don't care. Send him something because he needs it, man. Enough people are pulling for him, maybe he can, you know, pull through with flying colors. So just do that. CJ, man, you know, like I said before, you're on our hearts, kiddo. We are praying for you. So get better, man. Get better so you can be a guest host one day on your brother's show. And shouts out to your little sister. I appreciate her for saying that her brother is the best host on HDM Highlands Digital Media. She left me 4 comments, and I appreciated all 4 of them. So, sweetheart, if you're listening, thank you for those comments. We appreciate the little dads, the little mamas as well. And then I want to take the time to say shouts out and, you know, my condolences and prayers go out to my boy Greg Drumheller on the passing of his beautiful wife, Anisha Drumheller. Mama, we miss you. The boys and I, we miss you tremendously. You are a person that came into my life, or I should say I came into yours when I started coaching at Highlands High School with Greg. And you're one of the fiercest on books, and you just had a way about you. You were outspoken, outgoing, easy to get along with, a beautiful woman, a great mother, a tremendous wife, and you'll be missed, but never forgotten. We're not sorry. We're going to celebrate your homegoing. I will be in attendance for that. I will not put that information over the air because it's personal. And if you are in the know, then you will be there. And if you're not in the know, then send your prayers and your respects. Because, excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up because, you know, Drumheller and his kids, they need that support. Okay. So with that being said, you know, take care of that for your boy. Like I said before, this is Cold Breakers. It's Monday night, and as I do on my show, I'm gonna get into some hip-hop news. And normally I go through several different you know, feeds before I decide on which one I want to talk about, but I've already figured out which one I want to talk about, which leads me to my my cold break of the week. Number one, I do 2 lyrics and just what we need to stop doing, break certain cycles. This one is kind of this one's kind of hard for me, man, because this is my love. Hip hop is my love. So it says here, hip hop producer is recovering after gunshot wound during robbery. Now, first off, that in itself, robbery, you know, it's just something that I'm tired of, man. If you didn't work to get it, it's not yours, man. Don't stop stealing from people. What's wrong, man? I mean, we got too much of that going on. I've been a victim of it recently. The school's been a victim of it recently. People, you know, you look, man, get your, you know what, get a job, get some damn education, and earn it the right way. Stop taking stuff that don't belong to you, because eventually you're going to cross the wrong person and you won't be around to take stuff anymore. Or you'll become a number, one or the other. But if you want to live in this society, you got to live in this society right. Don't take nothing that don't belong to you. That's the first thing your parents should have been teaching you. Or if you didn't grow up with your parents, your aunt, your uncle, your granddad, your grandmom. whoever took care of your big brother, big sister, the adoptive foster parents, whoever took care of the system, whoever took care of you, they should have taught you growing up that you don't touch and take things that don't belong to you. Hands off, first and foremost. So the fact that I'm even having to talk about that, because I've been a victim of it recently, our school has recently, and now it's, you know, it's spilling over. It's just part of our culture. I don't like that. That's not part of the country culture. You don't hear this in country music. You don't hear this in alternative and rock music. You only hear this in our demographic, which is sad, because we got a bunch of punks that think they wanna be rap artists or superstars. They don't do the knowledge or take the time to learn how to use stuff. They just wanna take stuff that don't belong to them. And that's why I'm pissed off. So check this out. Chad Bakke for the New York Times published this story about the hip-hop producer A-Rab Music. Now, the hip-hop producer A-Rab Music was shot in the chest during a robbery in Providence, Rhode Island, of all places, last week, remains hospitalized, police said. What did this, first off, I'm gonna digress from the story. What did this man do to deserve to be shot in his chest for stuff that belongs to him that he acquired fair and square? I mean, something's got to give, man. But back to this story, man. The hip-hop producer was shot in the chest. The producer, whose real name is Abraham Aureliana, was riding with a friend in a black Nissan Infiniti shortly after midnight when someone opened the rear door, got in the back seat, and brandished a revolver, according to the Providence Police Incident Report. Alarmed, A-Rab Music and his friend got out of the car. The robber fired a shot, then fled. The report said the bullet entered the left side of A-Rab Music's chest and exited his lower back. The police report said the friend, who was not identified, drove A-Rab Music to Rhode Island Hospital, breaking down a wooden gate to reach the emergency room. In a statement released to the Billboard late Thursday, a publicist for the producer attributed the wounds to being in the wrong place at the wrong time. While A-Rab Music was socializing with friends, the producer's manager, Duke the God, a record label executive known as George Moore, posted a picture on Twitter of A-Rab Music in the hospital bed on Thursday with the words, "Everybody wish my brother at A-Rab Music a healthy and pleasant recovery." It remained unclear if the incident would keep A-Rab Music from a favorite at electronic dance music events from touring. He is scheduled to play in Dallas and Houston this month. Now, let me go back and say this right now. They can speculate and say all they want to. A person as popular as A-Rab Music, people know what he's driving, and they know what his entourage is driving. So you can tell me that that's not planned all you want to, but it's cowardly, as usual, for somebody to go and try to take something that don't belong to him. All I know is this, is that we got to stop doing this. You don't hear these incidents happening to country artists ever. You don't hear it happening to too many R&B artists outside of Chris Brown and the Rihanna types that are pretty much rap artists, unfortunately, because they get classified in this genre. You don't hear it happening to alternative and rock groups. So we got to do something different in this community, man. This is not working. Every time I look up, it's a rap artist, a black actor or actress. There's always something in our community, man, that's keeping us from being healthy and safe. You don't see this happening in other communities. I've yet to see Bob Saget got shot while leaving, the set of Full House. I'm waiting to see that type of stuff. Excuse my language. That type of stuff. I've yet to hear Dexter, the actor that plays Dexter, leaving the set of Showtime Studios getting shot and robbed. It just doesn't happen. And these are popular people. So why is it that we must rob our rap artists or the people that do hip hop and rap music? Makes no sense to me. Whatever the case may be, learn to keep your dang hands to yourself and get it the right way. Stop trying to take from everybody to get ahead. Do what's right. You know what I mean? Anyway, man, this is Code Breakers. I'm your man, Monotone. I know I probably offended like 5 or 6 viewers right now. I really don't care, man. You entitled to your opinion all you want to. All I'm going to say is very simple. Then you guys get mad and want to say stuff like F the police, police brutality this and that, and we bring it upon ourselves. They have no reason to be there if we ain't doing stupid stuff to attract them. You know what I mean? I mean, flies don't just come around. They don't just gravitate anywhere. They gravitate where they smell, you know, food and stuff. So if you don't want flies around pestering you, make sure you cook your food and package it a certain way, and you put stuff up to not attract them. I don't know what else to say, man, on this topic, man. It's heart-wrenching. I could be here all day, man. But anyway, before I get into the next segment and we go to commercial break, I want to say shouts out to one of my new followers and a fan, and likewise I am of him, my boy Conscious Thought. Check him out, man. Doing a lot of good activism out there, man. Holding down Yuba City, Woodland, Davis, and the surrounding areas of Sacramento. Good brother, man. Had a chance to have a conversation with this dude. We talked for like an hour last night, man. Just politics, music, the whole nine. Good brother, man. So check out my boy at Conscious Thought. Okay, you can find him on Facebook, Conscious Thought. Check my dude out. This is Monday night. It's Code Breakers. I'm your man, Monotone. I'm gonna get into some more Wu-Tang, and I'll be right back to give you that last segment. All right.
You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
I'm like salt, lyrics giving you high blood pressure. Taste the sodium, is my surprise pressure. The mic tester, catching you off guard, back turn, flammable. Alcohol, you suffer from rap burns, mediocre. More props than stockbrokers. Your knowledge don't stretch that far, so stop focus. The wise wonder, speaking a language that's broken. Pick and choose one arrow poking or the barrel smoking. Without curses, my verses is causing threats. I'm taking rookie bets, beating rookies, and you best. We fight unfair, I declare wartime. National, geographical, total war rhymes. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face,
You catch a swollen chin, all hell or roar, you men. Sting like a scorpion, World War III begin. We bring noise like white boys at rock shows. I got flows that'll rip up the top pros. Here's the formula, I'm warning you, you're raggedy. Feel the agony, I come down like force gravity. Three dimensional, I understand the true significance. Guaranteed solid, no man can put a dent in this. The communist, I'm running this like a marathon. My rap's beyond Babylon when the data's on. I take a rhyme, then mold it like pottery. It's about time that we rule economically. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, I declare war. If I cross over, let me cross like Felipe. My flow got you hooked, press rewind, instant replay. Connect verses, I'm 360 like the earth is. The verbal villain, I can't stand snakes and serpents. Roar you men, do roar you things. Act fly, clip your wings, giving your eyepieces black rings. Majestic, here's the mic, say your best. You the type of fool that signs quick cause you stress. Checkmate, my vocal box is like hard rocks. Move, I rush through like a large ox. Explicit, even cops wanna frisk it. I'm nice with the words on the mic, dungeonistic. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, I declare war right now, universal kings in your face, get tight now. I declare war right now, I declare war.
You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
All right, so we're back. It's Code Breakers, your boy Monotone, holding it down here Monday night on HDM, Highlands Digital Media. And this last segment, I'm dedicating it to the Code Part 2, breaking down lyrics of the one, the only Old Dirty Bastard, ODB, of the Wu-Tang Clan. And yes, that was his name. Arguably the greatest hip-hop album cover. I put it up there with Nas's Illmatic and a couple of others, but it was just a great album cover. If you've never seen the cover for the Return to the 36 Chambers, Old Dirty Bastard, you gotta Google image that bad boy. It's just dope, man. I can't explain it. But anyway, he did this song called Brooklyn Zoo, and it was his first single that he released. And the beautiful thing about this was that he was the first artist to go solo out of Wu-Tang. Now, at that time, it could have easily have been Method Man. But there was a tragedy that took place at the Wu Chambers there, where they did their recording of. Apparently, from what I know, there was a flood, and a lot of the original stuff that was recorded for Old Dirty Bastard and Method Man's first albums was destroyed in the flood. So the story behind this song is very simple. Now, we all know that Old Dirty was an eccentric individual. He had his own demons, had a problem staying away from things that would intoxicate him, both in the liquid and the other physical forms. But as an artist, he was gifted. And if you're out there listening and you're passing judgment, you shouldn't be, because some of your favorite artists growing up, they were intoxicated, both liquid and physical. I can start with the Beatles and move my way all the way through ZZ Top, all the way to Jim Hendrix. So please don't sit there and pass judgment. It's what some artists choose to do. It's how they find their stamina or their savoir faire, I should say, to be able to do the things that they do. But the reason why this song is unique to me is because this, in my opinion, is one of the greatest instrumentals that the RZA of Wu-Tang has ever created. And the story goes that Old Dirty and a cousin, they were going through Harlem. They got to RZA's spot and they walked in, and RZA was working on this particular track. And Old Dirty, although he was loaded at the time, he said, "Hey man, I like that track so much. Do me a favor, just turn it on. Turn a mic on and just play it. Just put it on loop and play it." So now the story goes that the RZA was still cutting the beat up and trying to make it a certain way, but Old Dirty liked what he heard so much that the RZA just put it on a loop. And what happened next goes down in hip hop history. Old Dirty got into the booth and he freestyled, literally freestyled from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 accounts. He freestyled the verse that you hear for the track Brooklyn Zoo. It's one long verse with a bunch of obscenities in between, but I was able to find a version that is clean enough that we can play it, and I will play it after I finish this particular talking portion. So anyway, I want to go through the lyrics really quick, because there's some of the best lyrics I've heard in some time, and even though that they're, you know, they had to be scrubbed up and cleaned a little bit, they're still incredible. He starts his verse by saying, "I'm the one man army A-son. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop science like Crosby dropping babies." Now, I'm sorry, let me go back. "I drop science like Cosby dropping babies." If you don't know anything about that, he's paying homage to Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show, the second incarnation of the Cosby Show, where he was an actual OBGYN and he delivered the babies. "I drop science like Cosby dropping babies, enough to make a dude go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines." I told you he was a self-medicating individual. "You thought you were better than A-son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more stuff. Enough to make you break, you shake your blank as I create rhymes good as a tasty cake makes. This style I mastered in. Dudes be catching headaches. What? You need aspirin." Now, when you hear it and you hear his delivery, he makes these simple bars sound incredible, but the fact that this is all a freestyle still amazes me to this day. "This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol, a popular drug that women seem to use for that time of the month to help with certain pains that they, you know, deal with. Mess around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. Is it burning? Well, see, now you're learning. How? I don't even like your profile. Give me that stuff. Blow. Not seen and heard, no one knows, you forget. Dudes be quiet as kept. Now you know nothing. Before you knew a whole blood clot lot, you don't want to get popped. A lot of MCs came to my showdown and watched me put you low down. I love that part. He does it low. The old dirty bastard voice. That's only he can do. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I've never been taken out by a dude who couldn't figure. Yo, by a dude who couldn't figure. Yo, by a dude who couldn't figure how to put a how to pull a gun trigger. Man, get out of here. Dudes want to get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks to attract any whack those. Introducing, yo, what's that brother's name? My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rain, it pours, cause my rhymes are hardcore. That's giving you more of the raw talent that I got. RZA rock the spot. MCs, I be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. He's kind of crazy when he enters the target. Dudes get up, act like pigs trying to hog stuff. And I won't say the rest because he gets to that part where he's starting to curse a lot. But I'm going to let it play, man, because this right here is why I MC, because of the creativity that you see displayed. And it's funny because people are quick to pass judgment, but some of your favorite comedians are just as raunchy as possible. And I ain't just talking about the black comedians, so don't even try me with that. They got a lot of George Carlins, C.K. Lewis's out there that just put it down. And I like them dudes too. But anyway, this song right here is bananas. I'm just going to give it to you. Monotone exclusive. Old Dirty Bastard. Brooklyn Zoo. The clean version here on Code Breakers Monday night. Check this out right now. Check this out.
But you won't let me love you.
Yeah! Party people all around the town. It's the ODB, kid. One again coming to your area. And I'm gonna tell you one time. You gon' love this.
I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a girl go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Cause you thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more sh. Enough to make you break and shake you. Oxygen. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. You got some headaches, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. What? Round gets sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. Is it burning? Well, see now, you learning how. I don't even like your profile, it's like wow. Bad styles, I seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing. Before you know a whole blood clotting lot, you don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. They watched me put the low down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yo, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yo, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a gun trigger. Get out of here! When they get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rain, it pours up my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what rocks out the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Get up, act like a pig, try to halt. So I take out quick, the mic's I'm had it, my. You can suck my. If you want to step to my mother rep, blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, and cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Yeah, same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. So, same on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, so Brooklyn, so shame on you when you step through to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, so shame on you when you step through to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, so shame on you when you step through to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, so why? Shame.
And I'm back, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in to my third installment of Code Breakers. This is not possible without you guys. Like I said before, we need you to continue to listen. This is for you, Highlands High School. This is for you, world that's listening, podcast with us, listen to us, advertise with us. You know, like we told you before, you want to get at us. You can email us at whdm2012@gmail.com. Once again, whdm2012@gmail.com. If you want to Facebook us, it's facebook.com/HHSDM. Once again, that's facebook.com/HHSDM. If you want to reach yours truly, Monotone, you can find me on Facebook, or you can just tweet me at Monotone of MLS. Once again, that's at Monotone of MLS. Highlands Digital Media can be found on Twitter at HDM_digital. Once again, that's at HDM_digital. And if you would like to phone call us, it's 916-235-3832. Once again, that's 916-235-3832. Also, for those of you that are having problems listening to our shows because you don't have a computer at home and you can't get the live stream, we podcast all of our shows. You can find us on iTunes. If you don't have an iPhone, all you need to do is download the IPP podcast player, search for Highlands Digital Media, subscribe to us. If you've got an iPhone, all you got to do is download the podcasts app. It's free. Both of these applications are free. One is on Android, one's on the iPhone. IPP podcast player app is on the Android. Podcasts, that app is on the iPhone. Once again, install them, search for Highlands Digital Media, and subscribe to us, and we automatically get beamed to your phones. All right, so check us out. We'll be back next week. Tune in tomorrow for That's What's Up, hosted by my boy Lucid and Cade. And then on Wednesday, we have Evolutionary Beats, followed by Thursday's The Real Talk. And on Friday, we promised to give you an edition of HSPN. We didn't have one last week, but there will be one this week. We apologize for that. And as always, after my show, you can catch live replays of last week's shows, whether it's mine or one of our shows that debut every night here on HHSDM, Highlands Digital Media, at 8 o'clock p.m. sharp. So, I am the one, the only Monotone. I'll put that SoundCloud link up, and if I get enough heart likes, like I said before, it'll be time for another new live recording for you guys. So hopefully you guys will make that happen. I'll give you guys a few days to help me make that happen because I really do want to do something else for you. So go ahead and click on that, like it, and do me a favor so I can do you a favor, all right? Code Breakers, we out till next week.
Ooh, hey!
Live radio, 24/7, as soon as you hit the page. And I'm about to go in hard in the paint like I'm Kevin McHale. Body him up, check it, yo. No matter what the words work be, I'm not the type to show mercy. I Kanye a stage for controversy like Gold Dirty. I'm Grammy worthy to rock your functions, add my punches. Hit you where you hacks do luncheons. Megatron, transform the gun form to dump me's up to something. You can't put your fingers on it. I wanna wild out, have a fight like Springer on it. Go to war with nothing necessarily with meaning on it. Now I see how Illuminati feels from one motion to my chin. I could have your wig peeled back, semi-automatic on a track like a gun clap. Rip through your conclave with sound wave rap that's reminiscent of Hiroshima bombs on D-Day. The black smoke monster from Lost with sea spray. The John Locke off the dock shock with stingrays. Hip-hop quotable for every single word I say. When it comes to Nick Paddywhack, you're that kid. But when it comes to Rick Ravishing, I'm that dude. Butterflies, stomach aches, you're that kid. Ice cold water veins, son, I'm that dude. When it comes to Nick Paddywhack, you're that kid. But when it comes to Rick Ravishing, I'm that dude. Butterflies, stomach aches, you're that kid. Ice cold water veins, son, I'm that dude. I'm back for more, tracking like LeBron can score. Taking off hover plane over all I saw. Miss me? Not really. You don't wanna see that in this land of the lost. I'm the one bossing slee slash click clack under armor weather material. When it spoke off my tongue, it's venereal. Bark if you can. I took the collars off and traced the cereals. Your couscous, my dude, you lack material. My military has a continent general dressed up in show fatigues. We imperials, you know.
eggs and grits, but skip the bacon. That's the problem with you cats. You don't know when to say when. Keep feeding me quarters, I'll kill you when the game's in. Skip town like Elton and leave you Chris Kamen. Leave Sacramento via trade and get famous. Parades and rings, you know where Ron's game is. Clothesline mic'd up, they hanging on this language. I chuck Method Man CDs to bring the pain with. You kiddies are done, nothing more than carry on. Soft and feminine like every movie Tyler Perry's on. Except for Alex Cross, of course, but you know, that's how we do it.